Paul, a 2-0 home defeat today, I would assume huge disappointment from yourself and in the dressing room.
Yeah, there is, because, we were, compared to recent performances going over the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks, we've been very good, we've showed a lot of energy. We just looked a little bit lacklustre today, and conceding a poor goal from a set piece as early as we did always gives you a mountain to climb. When we got back in it, the keeper's made a save, had one cleared off the line, and actually thought we started the second half really well. But when that happens, you've got to make sure you lock the door at the back. And the second goal's poor. They've got two people in the box. We've got five experienced defenders in there. And he's ended up getting a free header. But disappointing, because we've been in a really good run and playing well and looking as if we're going to pick up points. And for some reason today, it didn't look that way. But you give Walsall credit. They're a good team.
Yeah, they're on a good away form at the minute as well. And I mean, you've spoken to me at length, Paul, previously about the importance of not conceding early, especially in this league. And it was such a poor goal to concede, wasn't it?
It was a really poor goal. Set pieces defensively, we've been a lot better recently, and it was really poor. People switching off, not taking up the right positions, and it's something we work on, that we went to sleep and paid for it.
There was a really good spell just after the restart. I mean, what was said at the break? Because you threw the kitchen sink at it, didn't you, Paul? And Uche Pesa, if that goes in, having hit the post, it might have been a turning point.
Yeah, and look, the keeper's made two or three good saves at the start of the second half. Then Uche's hit the post, he's made a great save to touch it onto the post, but we've got to manage the game better than what we did. At 1-0, you're always within a chance of getting back in it, especially with some of the chances we created. But no excuses. Maybe I've got to look at myself as well. Maybe I picked the wrong formation, the wrong team to start off with. We changed it around at half time, and we look better after that.
Are you still looking for to coin a phrase, your perfect strike partnership? I know you've brought Uche Pesa in, but you've tried Curtis Main twice in succession now. Are you still looking for that perfect foil up front?
Not so much about the perfect combination. We believe that all the four strikers we've got give us something different. And it's down to me whether we go one up top or play two up top to try and get the best combination, depending on who the opponents are.
And satisfied overall that you still created the chances in this game? I mean, even more so at 1-0 down, that could have got you back into the game.
Yeah, we did. We created. And with the players we've got, we're always going to create, even when we're not at our best, which we weren't today. But what we've shown recently is that we can go on a good run. We're sitting 4 points outside the top six with games in hand still. So really, we've got to brush this under the carpet today, and we'll look at it Monday morning and work at it, but we've got a lot of games coming up that can put us right back in the mix again.
Yeah, I mean, on that point, I mean, you know yourself how ridiculously tight League One is, and it's important now that you pick yourselves up for Tuesday, isn't it, Paul, with Crawley away?
Yeah, and we will. It'll be a tough game going down there, a long journey, but the away form has been really good, and our form in general has been good, so we hope this is maybe a kick up the backside that we need, and we really need to refocus. There's 19 games left, a lot of points to play for, but the main aim now is to go down to Crawley and get a result.
And James Coppinger and Luke McCulloch not involved at all today, but how close were the pair of them?
Luke picked up a thigh injury in training on Thursday. Looks as if at the minute he might be a fortnight, which is disappointing, because young Luke's been outstanding this season. Copsey's news is a lot better than what we thought. Initially we were getting told it was around about the 12-week mark, which would have been a big blow to us. But it's going to be a lot sooner than that.
Do you think he might come into contention for Tuesday then? Would that be a positive for you?
We'll have to wait and see, because, with the games I've got coming up, it's pointless trying to rush people back in the team. As much as we miss James when he's out of the team, we've got to make sure that he's right.
Your suggestion on Thursday as well that you might be able to get the new signing, Abdul Razak, over the line. I suspect today that's not happened. And well, the look on your face would suggest you must be pulling your hair out with that one, Paul.
I am, and Abdul is, and the rest of the players are as well, because they know what a good player he is. Just a matter of time. We've done absolutely everything that we can. The FA are now helping us out as well, so we'll see what happens next.
Is it just documentation? Is that all it is?
It's from what I understand, it's one bit of paper to come from Greece, which is frustrating.
Well, look, I mean, it's the start of an important February. You've got a good run of home games to go at it as well. Tuesday night is probably the good fixture to try and, dust yourself down and, get back on the winning track.
Yeah, it is. I'm disappointed. The fans will be disappointed. The players are disappointed with today. Because we wanted to keep the good run going that we've been on, but we've shown that we can go on these runs, and that needs to start again Tuesday night.